Derek Sabisi is on the line. Derek, good morning. You're actually a reverend at the Revelation Church of God, where the police officers were attacked yesterday.
Just for a correction, sir, I'm not a reverend, okay? I am a leader of the church, and my name is Derek Sabisi.
Okay,
just to correct the statement, sir, the police were not attacked, were not attacked by our members. Let me give you an opportunity to explain, because someone who explained the part of the story, okay? For you just to say you don't know if the people were full of the Holy Spirit just to go around and attack the police, it's a very strong and a wrong statement, okay? I'm going to explain to you, Revelation Church of God, okay? We bought our land. Okay, we've got our own land, and we have been talking to the official city of officials to assist us, okay? Because the major problem which we have is basically the parking. The parking is very limited in the city, okay? Wherever we have just parked our car, and we have engaged with the officials as well, asking for help, because every time we are being harassed by the traffic cops.
Well, I understand all of that, Derek, but what happened yesterday?
What happened yesterday, okay, as we were inside the church, we had one of our members' car, okay, towed by a truck, okay? Then during the during the break of the church, everyone was outside in their cars, okay? And then we had some traffic cop came as well with three trucks. Okay, those three trucks have just basically this one car which they've removed, which was parked correctly in the park bay, okay? And then they've taken that car. Obviously, the members, they are human beings as well. Then they've asked that, why are you doing this to us, okay? We are tired of the way how we are being treated, you know? So one of the traffic cop police just came through with a car on the wrong direction of the road. He parked the car in front of the people. And the people just said, no, we're tired of this. We ask you, please.
But Derek, Derek, let me speak. I've seen the video. People are pushing the police officers. Do your people have a right to do that?
You need to listen to me first, what I'm saying, okay? You are seeing that video, but you didn't see the other part. As you can see, that man came through with a traffic with that car. Then he parked on the middle of the road. Okay, and people are saying, "Please, you guys must just leave us." Okay,
but Derek, a police officer is a police officer. He has legal power.
Okay, there were no threats from our church members, and this guy pulled out a gun. Then he shoot. Okay, on top, next to the people. And people just said, okay, just shoot us. No.
But so Derek.
And then he shoots again.
That's not what happens in the video. He's shooting in the air deliberately. He's got it right above his head and he's shooting in the air. Derek, we can't have a...
And there was no threat from the church people.
Derek, I've switched you off air because I want to have a conversation where we can understand each other, but we need to be able to speak. So I'm going to put you back on, but I'm going to ask you to listen to me as well, Derek. Is that all right?
Okay, what I'm going to do, I'm just going to get the spokesperson of the church, okay? Because what I'm doing now, just to tell you, because I'm hearing you saying that you don't know whether people they are full of Holy Spirit. We need to listen to the other side of the story. We've been harassed, and then
I understand that, Derek, but the facts that you are presenting to me are not correct, because in the video, I see the people pushing the police officer. I see the guy go and do it.
Because you're seeing the video, which is almost like at the end of the video.
But Derek, the point I'm asking is, does anyone give a normal person a right to push a police officer around? And the answer to that surely has to be no.
Let me just tell you, if the police officer, okay, didn't draw the gun, okay, then maybe maybe this thing was not going to happen.
But he pulled the gun because he was threatened.
Right in front of the people, they are not carrying weapons.
But he pulled the gun because he was threatened, Derek.
And it's shocking.
He was,
if you can see another videos, to have the police officers walking with a gun.
Derek, I'm sorry, Derek. You need to listen, Derek. All right, I'm sorry. Please, Derek, get a spokesperson if you can, because we do need to listen. But in the video that I've seen, you can see the police pushing the police officer and intimidating him. Let's talk now to the member of the Mayoral Committee for Public Safety in Joburg, and that's Councillor Michael Sun. Councillor Sun, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
Firstly,
how are you this morning?
I'm well, thank you. Firstly, one of the police officers was badly hurt. I think he's in hospital. Do you have an update on his condition, how he's doing?
Stephen, yes, the officer is still in hospital being treated. This morning, we want to obviously get the doctor's permission before we go visit. But we believe he is being treated and recovering.
What's your reaction to what happened yesterday? It looks, I mean, from what I can see in the video and from what Pila and other people have said, it looks like members of this church just attacked the police officer who was trying to do his legal duty.
Stephen, I was extremely angered when I received the report and later saw the video yesterday. What I saw, I suppose, is the same video that everyone else, including U702, saw. I was listening earlier to the, I believe she's a spokesperson for the church, Tembi. Mm-hmm. I don't know what video she saw, but what we saw is our police officer trying to execute city's bylaws in order to free up traffic so there's no road congestions. Yet they, you know, the congregants of the church came out in numbers to attack him. I clearly saw the officers being slapped on the ear. Five or six males, strong male, then proceeded to attack him. Then that's where he was forced to draw his firearm and fire a warning shot into the air. After that, he was taken down. He was overpowered, and they even robbed him of his service firearm.
I mean, the amazing thing in some ways is that some people, if they were threatened in that situation, they didn't have police training, they would have wanted to use the gun. He didn't.
No, he didn't. I must commend the officer. Of course, you know, he's probably not hearing this, but I think he held his composure. He followed the procedure to the T, as we have prescribed in the books. And I must really say that, in a situation like that, it's easy to lose one's, composure and want to get into the situation. But obviously, this officer did whatever he had to do. But it's very unfortunate that these so-called church and the churchgoers believe that on a Sunday prayer, this is how they should be responding to police officer enforcing the law. And the gentleman that we just heard from Hillbrow, he's absolutely correct. Traffic gets very congested because of these illegally parked vehicles. And when our officers go up to enforce, they are being faced with all kinds of threats, including the ones we saw. And this is really unacceptable.
Councillor, are you able to do anything about the problem with parking in the Joburg CBD? It's been a problem for ages. Various things have been tried over the years. There is a lack of space. And it's not just the churches that cause these problems. I mean, they're political events. We all know what happens on outside Lutuli House on Mondays. Is there a way to fix this?
Stephen, we really want to call the motorists to take more responsibility. We can't have a bigger city. We can't, break down buildings to build bigger roads and create more parking space. And everybody needs to use the road. And when one person all of a sudden decides to become an irresponsible motorist and park the vehicle wherever for his or her own convenience, we will have this kind of behavior. So, yes, we will be seeing more law enforcement in order to ensure that everyone adhere to the parking. We will not simply just to go out and enforce. We obviously want to encourage the motorists to be more responsible and use one of the available parkings in the city or even just to go a little bit further down and look for parking elsewhere. But please understand that the road is for everyone to use and not just for the few selected, so they can go to an event or a church gathering at their own convenience.
And, Councillor, very quickly, do you know if they're able to get the gun back? I mean, the gun was taken from this officer by members of this church, by people who were worshipping there. Do you know if the gun was retrieved?
Yes, Stephen, this is actually quite, bizarre. the suspects there, because they are now under criminal investigation. The suspects believe that by taking in the JMPD officer's service firearm to a police station, in fact, the Johannesburg Central Police Station, they would receive some kind of credit. But in fact, they were arrested on the spot. So one suspect was arrested for being illegal possession of the firearm. And Stephen, I really want to, at this stage, call up on the church, if they're listening, and say, you know who the culprits are. So we are asking that if any of our police officers from the Johannesburg Metro Police Department has done anything wrong, please do come forward, report the behavior to us. We will certainly investigate. In fact, we are conducting an internal investigation. But we also want to call up on the church to please let us know who robbed our officer of his firearm. And who attacked the officer? No, they've got the obligation to come forward with information with the criminal investigation. So, Stephen, this is our view. We will not tolerate, we will not accept. We will track down and bring the suspect to face the full might of the law.
Councillor Michael Sun, thank you. The member of the Mayoral Committee for Public Safety in the City of Joburg.